people joined our lives. So let's go on these charts and let's see, guys, let's see what's happening in the market, which is scaring you today. So here we go. Are you scared, guys? Are you scared? Are you scared? There's no need to get scared. So this was our channel. Finally, the channel broke towards the downside. This was the channel, if you remember. We were looking at this channel for quite a few days. It was moving in this channel, and it is actually a good thing that it broke, finally. I wanted it to go upward, but it came downwards because of the job data, which came today. First, Federal Reserve did not reduce interest rates. That was a bad news. Market came down till this level on Wednesday and then went up. But today, after the jobs data, so jobs data is really bad, guys. US job market is it's looking really, really bad. That's what I was talking about when we were listening to Fed Chairman's press conference. I told you guys that unemployment data is a lagging indicator. That means you see the worst in employment market after a few months. You know, it's not an not a leading indicator, it is a lagging indicators. But when you see bad numbers in job market, that means the, you know, the dent is already done to the economy. And now I'm telling you, Federal Reserve must be regretting for not reducing interest rates, because the job data is so, so bad. This month's data is bad. Last month's data, in June, they said there were 147,000 jobs added. But this month, they revised June's data. Now they're saying it was not 147,000. It was around like 14,000. From 147,000 to 14,000 revision. It's looking really, really bad. But you know what? That is a good news for crypto, because now Fed has no excuse not to reduce interest rates. If you go on those polls, you will see that suddenly expectation for September rate cut are going up like 70%. Now people are thinking that, people are confident that 70% chances are that they're going to reduce interest rates. I know short term, this is bad. James, thank you so much. Short term market is overreacting. They always do. And this correction was due. I thought it will come after Bitcoin goes to 125,000. And then I was expecting this correction, but it's okay. It is what it is. No one can predict these markets with 100% accuracy. So that's why I always tell you guys, let me give you the disclaimer again. Whatever I say or whatever I show you on these charts is only for educational purposes. I'm not a financial advisor and I don't provide you any kind of financial advice. Whatever decision you are taking, they are your responsibility. If you're buying or selling anything, first of all, you should not buy or sell anything based on my analysis. I could be wrong. So that's the disclaimer. And that's what happens, guys. For short term, you sometimes market goes against your analysis. So this is normal. But the good news is fundamentally, these numbers, job numbers are supporting for a gain in Bitcoin, because job numbers are bad. Now Federal Reserve has no excuse not to reduce interest rates. They will have to reduce interest rates. So that's gonna pump a lot of money in the market, and that is good for your altcoins especially. So I know altcoins are not moving for the last 7 months, But that is for everyone. It's not like my altcoins are moving and yours are not moving, or some other influencers' altcoins are moving and yours are not moving. All of these altcoins except Bitcoin, except Ethereum and XRP. Ethereum, XRP, HBAR, these coins are moving, but all other altcoins are not moving yet. But this interest rate reduction, hopefully next month, will bring that that pump in the market. So let's talk about this breakout. So there is this strong support area, guys, here. You see 112,000 to 110,000. So this is a very strong support area. Now, of course, this we saw a structured breakout. So this is, just one second, guys. My kids are going wild. Let me talk to them. Hello, guys. Okay, so they're watching their wrestling match, and then they go like, they shout so much and they watch that. So anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, so this structure is broken, and now it's gonna take some time for it to reverse. So this is a very good support area. I personally believe the downward move is almost done. There might be a little bit more dip over the weekend or next week, and then this is what I'm expecting, guys. It may come here and then stay here for a few days, and then we're gonna see a recovery. Okay, and I believe this small correction, if I go on the daily chart. So this is the area from where Bitcoin broke this structure, okay? You see this structure here? So Bitcoin broke this structure, went up, and now it's coming back to retest this area. It's gonna retest, and then it's gonna create another higher high here. So there's nothing to worry, guys. If you are worried, you need to look into these charts, and these charts are looking bullish. As I showed you this monthly candle yesterday, guys, you saw this monthly candle yesterday. This was the that channel which we were looking. So let me delete that. So I showed you this monthly candle yesterday, guys. We had 1, 2, 3, 4 monthly candles. And if you look at this monthly candle, guys, this is June's monthly candle, okay? So market opened here on 1st of June, and then it went down. Let me show you how much downward move it made. Almost 6%. So June's, you can go back and check this. On 1st of June, market opened at 104,500, okay? Then market went down to 98,000 in June. And then it recovered and closed the candle above last month's candle. So it is a very normal price action. This is what is happening right now. It may come down further, but it's gonna close up somewhere here. Okay, this is how this candle is gonna close as per my analysis. It is a small pullback after this. You know, you see this structure was broken. These are those wicks I was talking about yesterday. So this structure is broken. Now it may come down to retest it, and then you will see an upward move. So again, if you are a short-term trader, if you are trading with leverage, God bless you. I always tell you, do not use any leverage. Trade in the spot market and you would be fine. In spot market, you only lose money if Bitcoin goes to zero, which it will never gonna do. Unless it goes to zero, otherwise you are fine. So I believe this downward move is almost done. We have a little bit room left, a little bit. So we may see a sideways price action here for a few days and down maybe, and then a big buying will be starting. So there is nothing to worry, guys. I know you guys were expecting You guys were excited to see this Ethereum's big move. Ethereum went up like crazy, right? And now it is creating a small pullback here. This is the daily chart of Ethereum. And this is normal, okay? This is a normal pullback because Ethereum is creating a higher high. You see, this is the daily chart of Ethereum. So Ethereum was bottoming out here. It went up. It created a higher high, higher low, another higher high, another higher low, and then another higher high. So this is a normal price action, guys. Market will always move in these three waves, okay? Market always moves like this. This is a healthy move. Market will never go like this parabolic. This is not gonna happen ever, okay? If it happens, that's a very dangerous trend, because when it comes back, it comes back like this. So it is always healthy for the market to go up in phases, like upward move, sideways, or a small pullback, upward, small pullback, upward. So that is exactly what Ethereum is doing right now. You can see upward move, sideways, upward move, and all that. So hope you guys understand this, and there's no need to panic. And I know you guys are not panicking. Most of you are educated in these markets. You know what's going on. Show your profit if you are right. No, I'm wrong, Mindus, I'm wrong, okay? I'm not going to show you my profit because I'm wrong. So please swipe up and just go watch some dance videos. Okay, guys, so this is Ethereum, and let's go check Solana now. Solana, I know, came down so much, but if you look at the long-term chart of Solana, Solana is doing exactly what Ethereum is doing, upward move, a pullback, another higher high, higher low. Okay, unless it goes below this level and creates a lower low, Solana is bullish. So there is a big level down there, 126, and unless Solana goes and it closes a daily candle under 126, then it will be a reversal of this trend. Otherwise, it's a normal trend, higher high, higher low, higher high, higher low. Similar trend in Ethereum. Unless Ethereum comes down and closes a daily candle under 2100, it is bullish. So there is no need to worry. It created a higher high, higher low, higher high, another higher low, and then another higher high. So again, you go on any chart, you will see similar kind of price action. This is even your XRP is bullish right now. It created this higher high, higher low, higher high, another higher low, and then another higher high. So you see on, if you're wondering about XRP, guys, this is a very strong support area for XRP. So this area where XRP is right now, this is a very strong support from $3 to $2.93. It's a very strong support area. Okay, this is your Dogecoin. I know Dogecoin is down, but if you see, this was the lower low, okay? It broke last lower high, so it changed the trend. So this was the lower low, this is the higher high, this is the higher low. This low is higher than this low, and this high is higher than this high. So trend is bullish, and now it's gonna create another higher high. So again, I just want you to visualize these trends and see that the longer term picture, everything is bullish, okay? Unless your Dogecoin goes below 14 cents, then it will be bearish. So if it is above 14 cents, it is bullish. Okay, this is your ADA, Cardano. Cardano also, you know, this was the double bottom here. Okay, so let me show you. That was the double bottom. This is the double bottom area here. And this is how you confirm if double bottom is valid when you see a breakout. So there was a valid breakout here, and then now it is creating a higher low. So unless Cardano goes below 51 cents, it is bullish. So it's gonna move up from here. I'm just giving you the my analysis on these daily charts, okay? So again, there's nothing to worry. Just chillax, relax and chillax. If I have money to DCA, I would wait for maybe a little bit lower target in Bitcoin to start DCAing. Otherwise, I will just sit on the side and just wait for the market to recover. There's no need to worry. Okay, this is your BTC dominance. Thank you so much. Thank you, Huckligan. This is your BTC dominance. So let me go on the daily chart. So it did break this last low. This was the last higher low. So BTC dominance broke that higher low. And now it is going and closing a candle above it. So obviously it is gonna make your altcoins bleed a little bit, but let's make another resistance area. So you see the body of these candles, just 1 second. This is your BTC dominance I'm showing you, daily chart of BTC dominance. So now let's put level at the body of these candles, last higher low. These were the bodies of those candles. And you can see if I put a line there, it is still below that level. So let's see how BTC dominance reacts for next few days, and then we'll see. The good thing is, guys, unemployment numbers are really, really bad. And now Federal Reserve is definitely gonna think of reducing interest rates. There's no other option. So this is what you can do. You can put a trend line on your BTC dominance. And once you see this trend line breaking, okay? Once you see on, this is by the way, daily chart. If you see this breaking this trend line, then your altcoins are gonna recover big time, okay? So if you want to DCA in your altcoins, if you don't wanna suffer with a little bit more drawdown, then just wait for this breakout. That will be a confirmation. And then you can DCA, okay? Again, situation is not that bad. The way people are crying or getting worried, this is not the bad situation, guys. Again, monthly chart, focus on the monthly chart and look what's going on in the monthly chart, okay? Trend is bullish, super bullish right now. Bitcoin is creating higher high, higher low, higher high, higher low, higher high, another higher low maybe, and then a higher high. So again, we have a lot of money coming in this market through interest rate reduction, QE, and maybe some kind of stimulus packages. So in my opinion, this is an opportunity, guys. This is not the time to worry. This is an opportunity. We have a lot of room for this market to move up. So, any question, any specific question, guys? No, I don't think this correction is gonna keep continuing for the whole month of August. I think this will continue for a couple of days, maybe 3 to 4 more days, and then we're gonna see a reversal, a big reversal. Something big will be coming, guys. Okay, you know, let me go on the daily chart. I'm not gonna delete this, what I'm putting on this chart, guys. So you may see a sideways move and then another quick wick down there, and then we're gonna see recovery, okay? So I am not gonna delete this. This will stay here, okay? And we will come back every day and watch what's going on in the market. So I would say by August 11th, 9th or 11th, we're gonna see a recovery starting. Maximum 9th. Okay, August 9th, maximum, or 11th. Because whenever you see a correction, it takes some time, at least a week to recover. So expect next week for recovery, and then a continuation of this. So there's nothing to worry, guys. Let me change this. Let me make it beautiful, you know. Let me make it beautiful. So sideways move, maybe a quick drop, and then sideways, and then recovery. Okay. Again, this is not beautiful. Let me do it the other way. Not like that. I don't like that. Something like this. So this is what will stay here. Let me lock it so I don't delete it anymore. This is locked. So now I can't even move it, okay? I can't even move it. I can't even delete it. So we'll come back and see after a couple of days. Let's see the link, please. Why are you laughing? Simon says, how are you? Thank you. Okay, someone is asking about Chainlink. Let's check Chainlink. So this is your Chainlink. Let's go to the daily chart. Okay, we saw a breakout of this lower high. We saw a big breakout. Now market came back, retesting this level. This is a strong support area. You can see there's a lot of accumulation in this area. So let me bring it down, this one. You see this area is a very strong support area. There's a lot of accumulation in this area. So I think it is almost bottoming out Chainlink, and we should see a reversal. All right, someone is asking about Sui. Okay, let's check Sui coin. Sui, what are you doing, Sui? This is your Sui coin. I have a bullish confirmation because it has created a higher high. Now it is creating a higher low. And let me just place a support area here. As you can see, we have a big support consolidation. You see this area? A lot of consolidation. So this is such a big support area. So for Sui, this is a big support area, guys. Okay, this is a big support area. I don't think it's gonna break down. I think it's gonna reverse from here. Okay, let's check. Where can we start DCing? I've already started DCing, by the way. So as I'm showing you, this is Bitcoin. There's a very strong support area down there. So it can maximum go inside this support area, and that would be a very good level to DCA in other coins. So from 112,000 to 110,000, this area is a very good area to start your DCA. Filecoin. Okay, let's check Filecoin. My friend is asking about Filecoin. Okay, Filecoin. Wow. I know it has created a higher high. Okay, you see this was the trend. Lower low, lower high, lower low, lower high, lower low, and then it broke this last lower low. So it has confirmed the trend change. Now it came down, but it did not go below last low. So it is still staying above it. So, and as you can see, this area, a lot of consolidation in this area, a lot of consolidation, so many candles in this area. And this is the support area up here. So I think it is bottoming out here, Filecoin. It should reverse from here. Yeah, this is a very good time to DCA. Hak Legal, thank you so much. Again, guys, not a financial advice. Please do your own research. I'm just giving you these analysis for educational purposes. Do your own research. Okay, let's check Polkadot. Someone is asking about Polkadot. So just like Filecoin, Polkadot also confirmed this. You see, there was a lower low, lower high, lower low, lower high, lower low, and then it broke this last lower high. So confirmed bullish trend, but now it is creating a low, but this low is higher than this last low. So it is still creating a higher low. So there might be something like this, where it may go up again, create a low again, and then keep going up, something like this, okay? Can you please check ETH? We already checked ETH. Ethereum is looking bullish. Look at this, higher high, higher low, higher high, higher low, and another higher high. Ethereum is super bullish. You know why Ethereum is not coming down big time like other altcoins? Because the US government has recently passed a Stable Coins Act. And after that act is passed, now banks can hold or use stable coins. Private organizations can create their own stable coins. And there are rumors that Walmart and Amazon are creating their own stable coins. And most of those stable coins are built on what blockchain? Ethereum's blockchain. So most of these, even USDT, USDC is also built on the Ethereum blockchain. So these new altcoins, stable coins, if Amazon and Walmart are creating, they will be creating them on the Ethereum blockchain. So that's why Ethereum is not gonna come down, guys. You know, big corporations and big investment companies, they are buying Ethereum like crazy. If you don't believe me, go check ETF's inflow. Go check Google, what is ETF's inflow, Ethereum ETF inflow for last 1 week, and you will be amazed to see the amount of ETF these big organizations are buying through those ETFs. And plus there are OTC transactions, over-the-counter transactions of Ethereum. So Ethereum is in high demand right now. That's why you are not gonna see a big drop in Ethereum. I think most long-term investors were waiting for 3,500 level for Ethereum. Hey ML, love you too, thank you. So they were waiting for 3,500 to 3,300 level. So this is their level which they are targeting. You're gonna see Ethereum to do something like this after this, okay? So let me also keep this fractal here. I'm not gonna delete it, let me lock it. So this is locked and I am not going to delete it. So we will come back to this after 3-4 days and see what's going to happen to Ethereum. Solana, okay, this is your Sol. Sol also has created a new higher high. Be because it broke this last higher, this one, last higher low, sorry, lower high, and it broke that lower high, created a higher high, created a higher lower lower high, sorry, lower high, and it broke that lower high, created a higher high, created a higher low, and now it is creating another higher low, and it's gonna keep moving up from here. 1 second, guys, give me a second. Yeah, sure. Now you can go and okay, you're going on the DM? Okay. Bye. So yeah, so this is Solana creating higher high, another higher low, and now it may move up. So if we look at the support level, obviously it did not respect this support level. So let's see. What is the next support level on Solana? So you see this area here? Somewhere here. So we have a lot of resistance here. This was a lot of support area here, but it broke, then came back. So it found it difficult to move up from here. Again, there was a lot of consolidation in this area. So this is a very strong support area. So if I want to DCA in Solana, guys, sorry. Yeah. So this would be a good area for me to DCA. 159, 152 is a good area for me to DCA Solana. If I want to hold Solana for long term. Okay. Let's go back to Bitcoin and see what's going on in Bitcoin, guys. It's showing some interesting candle here, by the way. So this is called our Doji candle on 4 hour chart. We have these 8 candles, bearish candles. We have this doji candle, that means the sellers are tired and now they started taking profit. So whoever was selling Bitcoin, now they are taking some profit. So if we see a green candle, a big green candle, something like this, a big one, that will be an interesting candle. If we see something like this here, with this doji candle, so this is kind of a reversal candle pattern, okay? And we may see a small bounce over the weekend then. Bitcoin may come back over the weekend. So let's see. We'll check in a few hours if it is moving up back 215 or not. Okay. XRP, I already showed XRP, guys. XRP is still bullish. Let me go on the daily chart. This is XRP's daily chart. It created a new higher high, higher low, higher high, higher low, another higher high. So this is a very strong support area, by the way, for XRP. So let me make it perfect. So this would be a good level for XRP to bounce off. Looking good, guys. There is nothing to worry, okay? Again, this is the longer term picture, and I showed you the monthly chart of Bitcoin. In June also, when June started, on 1st of June, market opened at 104,700. And then market went down almost 5% to 98,000. And then it recovered and closed the June candle up there. So maybe we are going to experience a similar scenario here. We may see a little bit down and then it will recover and it may close a green candle. OK. okay? Up there somewhere. Something like that. So this is a small pullback after this big move in the market from 74,000. We saw 4 monthly green candles. Now it is pulling back a little bit, just like a June's candle pulled back. You see this wick? So you may see a wick here, and then a green candle after this, something like this. Then you may see a green candle, a big green candle here by end of August. Okay, this could be the scenario it is playing right now. Creating a wick and then a big green candle. Okay. FET. Okay, let's check FETCH AI guys. Let's check the daily chart of FET. Fetch. There's a lot of consolidation here. Let me check the weekly chart. So on weekly, you see a trend line here, right? And this is the downward. Yeah. So if you wanna be sure, just wait for this breakout on Fetch. 0.84. You have to wait for this breakout. And then it will it next this resistance line will be here. Once it breaks this, so for Fetch, once it breaks these two resistance line, then it's gonna shoot up. So just be careful of these two resistance lines. Okay, it is a kind of bottoming out here. We may see another move up from Fetch. Okay, again guys, the only chart you need to watch right now is Bitcoin and BTC dominance. As I showed you on the daily chart, I moved this line from the breakout point, the wick low, to the body of these candles. These two candles' body is low. So this is another major resistance area now, and you can see it is finding it difficult to break it. So let's see if BTC dominance drops from here or it goes up from here. So we'll keep watching the market, and then I'll update you accordingly. BTC is looking a bit of interesting, by the way. After this doji candle, indecision candle, it looks like sellers are tired right now. Thank you, Hakliga. Go. So it looks like sellers are they started taking profit here. That's why it's moving up. So again, this is the area, guys, we need to watch for BTC if it comes inside this area. This would be a good support area. I don't think it's gonna break this support area. Maximum, it can come down to this area. That would be a good level for me to buy. Okay. So one more time, let me play this nice music for you guys. Let's watch BTC for a little bit, guys, and let's see. Just. Jet has a lot of crypto. Anyways, so guys, again, there's nothing to worry. I know you guys did not see any big moves in your altcoins, but rest assured, altcoin rally did not start yet. It will start soon because Fed has to reduce interest rates now. They cannot say, oh, we'll watch the data and this and that. We have seen today that unemployment data is really, really bad. And new jobs data is also very bad. Not only for this month, for July. Even they revised June's new jobs data. So in June, they said that there were 147,000 new jobs added in the month of June. Now they have revised that data and they're saying, my bad, it was not 147,000 new jobs, it was just 14,000 new jobs. So can you imagine, how can they make this big mistake? That they said in June, they said there were 147,000 jobs were created. Just imagine if your boss gives you something to analyze and you tell your boss that, we have made 147,000 profit. And then after 1 month, you go to your boss and you say, sorry, boss, it was not 147,000. It was 14,000. Your boss will fire you on the spot. You'll say, get lost from my company. You are incompetent. Just go from here. So how can these people like Department of Labor comes and, you know, that lady was laughing. She was like, no, this reason, that reason. Yeah, we have revised the data. Okay, revised from 147,000 to 14,000. I mean, if you are revising from 147,000 to 140,000, I understand that. You know, there could be some error. But from 147,000 new jobs added to 14,000 new jobs added, I mean, what's going on, man? So again, Federal Reserve, I'm telling you, is in big trouble. Fed is in big trouble. I told you on Wednesday when Paul was saying, I will keep watching dual mandate, low inflation and low unemployment rate. Now, I was telling you, unemployment is a lagging indicator. Unemployment starts when economy is already hit, when economy is already bad. It is a lagging indicator. It's not a leading indicator. And now they are too late. Now, even if they reduce interest rates, it will take some time for the economy to recover. So anyways, but it is good for the crypto market, I'm telling you. I'm being selfish here. I know it's not good for the economy, but it is good for our economy, whoever has invested in crypto. Because whenever they start reducing interest rates, that means a lot of money will be coming in the market in circulation. And then they will be printing money to buy treasury bonds to inject more capital in the economy to recover this economy from going into inflation. And that will cause your altcoins, your Bitcoin, everything to shoot up like crazy. So based on that, I'm telling you guys, we are not done yet, okay? And your BTC dominance is sitting, if you go on the weekly chart, look at this weekly chart, we are sitting at the top right now. This is where your BTC dominance is sitting. It has to come down, okay? I don't know how low it's gonna go, but it has to come down. And when it comes down, your altcoins go up like crazy. So all the indicators are telling you that there is nothing to worry. We will see interesting times ahead of us. Now it's up to you if you want to worry. I know some people, most people don't have money to DCA because they are done doing DCA for last 7 months. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to DCA. Just wait and watch. Okay, whatever your average price is, all these altcoins are sitting down right now. They did not move yet. Okay, they are gonna move. Once this new money is coming in the market, once the interest rates are going down, these altcoins are gonna shoot up like crazy. And as I told you yesterday, guys, Coinbase announced their earnings and they missed their earning target. So that is telling you if Coinbase is missing their earning target, that means retail traders are not involved in buying altcoins and Bitcoin yet. Because when retail traders come in the market, they go and open new accounts on Coinbase. So that's the time when Coinbase earning goes on skyrocket. So it is a good indication that Coinbase missed their earning target. That means retail investment is not yet in the market. Okay, so Bitcoin candle is looking interesting, guys. Okay, I want this candle to go above 115,000, a big green candle, something like this. That will be interesting. If we see a big green candle here, guys, something like this, after this Doji candle, indecision candle, that means this is a short-term reversal. Then we may see over the weekend price moving up like this. Okay. Is algo good to buy right now? I believe Nabil, thank you. Right now, I believe all these coins are sitting at very, very low levels. They are still sitting at very low level. So I cannot tell you what to buy, what to sell, but use your basic instinct, okay? Use your gut feeling. Look at those charts and see where they are sitting right now. Fed ruined the market and they are gonna pump this market also. Don't worry, okay? Fed is going to pump this market. Once they start reducing interest rates, this market is going to go crazy. Na, 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 na. I know for short term, people are scared. People are overreacting. Okay, short term traders are overreacting. And this correction is a healthy correction. We did not see Bitcoin down towards 100K. Bitcoin is still sitting at 114,000 level, around that level. It is a very high price for Bitcoin. So there is nothing to worry, guys. Hopefully soon cut. Yeah, they will be cutting rates. There's no other option for them. Now there's no other option left for them because the employment numbers are bad. There are very less new jobs added in the market. And unemployment rate is also going up. From 4.1%, it went up to 4.2%. That is the official number. Unofficially, I'm 100% sure unemployment number is much, much higher. September is a rate cut. Hopefully, that's what I'm expecting. That's what everyone is expecting now. Now, there is 70% chance that during next Fed meeting, they are going to reduce interest rates. If you go on polymarket.com, you see people gamble on these projections. So there is a 70% chance of interest rate reduction next month. Yeah, SJ, you're right. They make business tough. They don't care about common people. They just focus on their how they grow their in money, their wealth. They're just protecting themselves and all the people sitting on the top in these big organizations. They just care about them. Right now, I personally feel that there is some kind of tension going on between Trump and Fed, or maybe this is intentional. Maybe they are doing it intentionally, but this stress or tension or whatever they are trying to do is hurting common people. Because it is very hard to find a job nowadays. I was sitting somewhere and there were so many fresh graduates sitting there, and they were saying that it is becoming very hard for them to find a job. And today's job data is confirming that. There are less jobs created this month. There were less jobs created last month, a month ago. They lied to us. They said 147,000 jobs created, but when there were only 14,000 jobs created. So they blind. I mean, how shameful that is, that they are lying, and then they don't feel any shame or any regret that they lied. Yeah, I think they are playing a game here. The whole drama between Trump and Federal Reserve Chairman, it looks like a drama to me. It's something, there is something going on behind the scene. They are just playing with our emotions, that's all. So anyways, you need to be smart. You need to be intelligent enough to know what's coming in the market, okay? Don't look at these candles and get scared, okay? You don't need to get scared. You need to focus on the longer term picture. That's how they play with us. That's how they steal our wealth. Again, guys, it's your choice what you want to do. I'm just telling you what I feel and what I understand. I might be wrong. So you do what is suitable for you. But I personally believe whatever is happening in the market, in the politics, this is all drama. Okay. Please tell me if fall season happening for sure. There is no guarantee in life. Top Dents, I see your messages, Top Dents. You post interesting comments under my videos, but there are no guarantees for anything in this life. There's no guarantee that this world will survive in this universe. There's no guarantee that our planet will survive tomorrow. So there are only projections. So projections are based on the available data. So as per the available data, market should be moving up from here after a few days. Okay? Because it doesn't make sense that if Fed is going to reduce interest rates, and if they are going to start quantitative easing, and if our GDP is positive, there's no recession. You need two negative GDP readings to, that's one of the indicators which point out that recession is coming. We had one negative GDP rating because of imbalance between exports and imports because of tariffs. And now this last quarter's GDP was more than 3% plus. So there's no indication of a recession. There's no indication of economy slowing down. There's an indication that Fed will be reducing interest rates soon. So everything economically pointing towards a rally in the market. It's not pointing towards a bearish market. No, you don't go in a bearish market when Fed is starting to reduce interest rates. Go back 30, 40 years and just Google when Fed reduced interest rates in last 40 years, and go on different charts and see what happened after that. Whenever Fed started reducing interest rates, don't go far, go to 20. Okay, let me show you. This is Bitcoin, by the way, guys. So just to prove my point, last time, you can go on Google and just Google when did Fed reduce interest rates in 2020. So this was the time when Federal Reserve started reducing interest rates, in March of 2020, after COVID. This was COVID's drop. They started reducing interest rates, and look at this. What happened in the market after that? You see this? These are weekly candles, okay? This is what happened after Fed started reducing interest rates. Now you tell me, if Fed is reducing interest rates, is it the time to get panicked and worried or go in a bearish market? Or is it the time to get excited for this bull spike, which will be coming as per the historic trend? You can go and check yourself. This was the time on, I believe, 12th of March, they reduced interest rates, and then 28th of March, I believe, they reduced interest rates again. And then there was a lot of stimulus. The Federal Reserve started quantitative easing, QE. They started printing money to buy treasury bonds, and everything injected a lot of funds in the market. There was a lot of liquidity in the market, and look at the Bitcoin, what it did after that. So now you tell me, if in 2020 this happened, in 2025, at least this can happen, right? Maybe not that big, maybe this much can happen. Okay, this much. So let's see if the market goes up this much, not this much, then where Bitcoin will be sitting. So let's drag it. Let me take it from here and take it to the current price of Bitcoin and see how much Bitcoin can do from the current price. I'm not taking the full move. I took only 25% move. What Bitcoin did in 2020 after interest rate reductions, I took only 25% move. Even